I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over northern Japan on Tuesday, and now everyone's wondering what's next. Robert Adair is part of an Asian Access missionary team serving in Japan. He, along with many of his co-workers and their families, were jolted out of sleep to the jarring reality of war games. The reality?
Even though Japan's a peaceful, safe country, that doesn't mean that they're safe from what's going on around them.
The discussions continue with church leaders and other Christians, and they keep coming back to the peace that passes understanding.
Be praying for folks that they would experience the peace of Christ. And then that the church is small in Japan, well under 1% of the population, but the church is here. And so just pray that the church would be able to respond with the love of Christ and to speak hope into the situation.
And an assassin for Saddam Hussein is now a follower of Christ. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA collects stories of how God is moving in the Muslim world. He says after Saddam Hussein was killed, Alim was an unemployed assassin and instead went to work building cell phone towers. LaHaye shares what happened next.
Into his job, he's kidnapped by terrorists and his company refuses to pay the ransom. And so Alim thinks, I'm a dead man. And Jesus appears to him. He says, you belong to me, Alim. I'm going to deliver you. And the next day, his captors got into a firefight and Jesus appeared again and he says, leave. And Alim did. So when he got home, his wife was waiting at the front gate, and his wife says, Jesus appeared to me. He said you belong to him and that he was bringing you home. I expected you home sooner. So Alim and his family are now following Jesus.
LaHaye says stories like Alim's are a challenge for us to join Jesus in reaching Muslims with the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.